Your reaction to today's 2-2 draw here, Warren?
I'm disappointed. Look, at the end of the day, you set out a stall before the game. At least, in a worst scenario, you take a point. But I'm just disappointed in the performance today because I think that's probably the first where we looked a wee bit lethargic. Looked a bit tired. I don't know why. Said to the boys, but even then, you know, when teams are on top, I thought we were quite comfortable. I think Ross had one save to make in the second half. Early on, you know, they were pumping a lot of balls, but we just didn't set out right. You know, we couldn't get up the pitch, and I don't know what it was. The boys said you've got to take responsibility, and the back four push your midfield up, the midfield push your strikers up, and today we didn't do that. But at the end of the day, you know what I mean? It's a point. I said the league's going to be open from day one. You know, there's a couple of results today, but you know, at the end of the day, it's a local derby. As I said, it's an occasion where, you know, they're like cup finals, and unfortunately, you know, we didn't hang on even in a position. We're 2-1 up, I think it was about 5 minutes to go, we didn't hang on, but you know, at the end of the day, that's football. But it's one that it's three games unbeaten. I said to stay unbeaten after the three defeats we've had, but as I say, I'm not going to lose sleep over it, because you know what I mean, we'll go away, we'll reassess it and look at the DVD and see where we can improve on.
Game of two halves, 2-1 up, looking comfortable. Second half, they looked like they were always going to get that equaliser, and it was so frustrating that it came so late on, wasn't it?
Yeah, they did, but you know, you look at it, they put us under a hell of a lot of pressure, but you know, they didn't really cut us open. As I said, they were hitting long balls at times when they were running out, winning headers, and you know, they didn't put us under loads and loads of pressure. You know, at the end of the day, that's the thing where, as I said, I thought, you know, at times we were a wee bit, you know, comfortable. We're under pressure, yes, but we were dealing with it. But, you know, I don't know whether it was a handball or not. The one in the first half, I was right behind. I said to Raymond, it's a stonewall penalty for me, and I'm not being biased. You know, Ross has cut in, hit it with his left foot, got in the corner of the net, and he handballs it. And then I don't know the second one, but the boys are adamant that it was a blatant handball. Unfortunately, you know what I mean, these are the things that dictate games, and that's the thing that disappoints me. You know, by the performance, yes, it wasn't a Linfield performance today, but as I say, you know, these things dictate games. You know, the Glentoran get an equaliser from our boys adamant that it's a handball, and you know, these guys are put in the middle to, you know, to control big games like this. And as I say, that's a disappointing thing for me.
It's just so cruel at the end. You're so close, but that right at the end, isn't it? To have it snatched away right at the
end. Yeah, at the end of the day, you know what I mean? It's not a defeat. We done that to the Oval, and we got it. A win there. You know, it's not nice. I keep saying this. It's 90 minutes of football. You've got to focus for 90 minutes plus injury time. But, you know, I think, as I say, you know, I thought we still had enough in our locker to hold on. And, you know, you hold your hands up 1 a.m. and say, oh, it's a performance. We weren't great today, but we got there. But unfortunately, we didn't. You know, we've you know, conceded in the last few minutes, but as I said, I'm not going to put the boys down. You know, we're still in a good position, and you know, we'll build on to the next game.
Lots of positives. Ross Clark got man of the match. He looked a constant threat there today, didn't he?
Yeah, Ross is a good player. He's still young, but he's full of energy. He's you know, he's a threat. He's one that so he could be a good player for Linfield. You know, at the end of the day, we've got a young side here. As I say, you know, things aren't going to happen overnight. But you know, I'm pleased with what I've got. And as I say, if we can add one or two in January, then you know, I don't think we'll be far away.
Frustrating for you sitting watching in the stand, eh?
Yeah, it was hard. You know, it's hard up there, and being honest, and I can understand the fans week in, week out. But you know, at the end of the day, I've served my suspension. You know, I can't wait to get back on that dugout. As I say, we'll move on there.
1 point next week. Another tricky one next Saturday, isn't it?
Yeah, listen, they're all going to be tricky. They're all going to be tricky games. You know, no game's going to be easy. I proved that today. You know, we have a few of the results. So, you know, we've just got to focus and stay in there and worry about Linfield Football Club.
And your friend Harry Kuehl over on Monday night?
Yeah, Harry's coming over for a few ideas. I'm sure he can work on the wingers and put a few things through to, you know, to the boys. You know, it's a new face, a guy playing at the highest level. Good friend of mine. And, you know, whatever, I like listening to people, because whatever I can take from them, advice, you know, it always helps.
Hard luck at the end, having had that victory snatched away, and let's be back next week with another win.
Yeah, listen, I'm not one of them who, you know, I'll get down about it. As I say, you know, I'll pick the boys up and we'll move on.
Thank you.